Hawaii lawmakers are back at the Capitol today to find a solution to the state's pandemic-related budget shortfall. They'll be relying on social distancing and symptom checks to prevent the spread of coronavirus while at the Capitol. Across the ocean, U.S. military forces in South Korea are doing something similar, and they're using a common household item to do it, vinegar. Lab tests for COVID-19, like nasal swabs and saliva samples, have been described as critical in containing the pandemic. But if used strategically, low-tech symptom checks can play an important role as well. Tim Brown studies infectious diseases and epidemics at the East West Center.
They're non-invasive. They take literally seconds. They could be done at the door.
Brown says symptom checks can be as simple as asking someone if they feel sick, or using a no-contact thermometer to check someone's temperature. At a U.S. Army base in Korea, gate guards are checking another symptom, loss of smell.
Locally, 30% of the local COVID-19 positive patients have exhibited a degradation in their smell or taste.
Randall Ross oversees safety and occupational health for U.S. Army Garrison Daegu. He says the Army got the idea from South Korean hospitals, which used smell checks on everyone entering medical facilities during the peak of that country's outbreak in March. The latest medical data show that a reduced sense of smell is a common early symptom of COVID-19. One study found as many as 70% of positive patients experience some loss of smell or taste. Importantly, testing for a loss of smell is low-tech, fast, and easy. Ross says you don't need much.
Simply a mask, gloves, the apple vinegar, and cotton Q-tips.
A medic stationed at the entry gate hands a vinegar-dipped Q-tip to drivers. If they can smell it, they're free to pass through. If they can't and don't have another medical explanation, then they're referred to a secondary screening. The smell test is combined with a fever check and a risk factor questionnaire. Infectious disease specialist Tim Brown says there is an obvious flaw with the smell test.
It's relying on self-reporting, and if people know I'm supposed to say I smell something, then they may just say that they smell something.
And not all patients will experience a fever or loss of smell. Still, symptom checks like these have been used effectively in places like Wuhan, as well as South Korea. American military leaders on the Korean Peninsula were able to rapidly contain the spread of the virus among U.S. troops, with little more than symptom checks and social distancing. Tim Brown says spotting symptoms can play a valuable role, if used in the right setting.
Any place where you're likely to have significant crowding, in places like healthcare settings and so on, where the workers, I think, are motivated basically both to protect themselves and to protect their fellow coworkers, I think it could be very valuable there.
He says schools are another good candidate. Back at the state capitol, lawmakers will receive a fever check and be subject to physical distancing rules. That could soon be the practice at many workplaces. And maybe you'll even have to take a whiff of vinegar, too. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.